Well, we are just a little over 2 weeks before Ash Wednesday. The Lenten season begins. So how are you going to make this Lent, well, different than the past? Well, I know the perfect person with the best suggestions. Our good friend Dina Marie Hale joining us this morning from the beautiful St. Church of St. Rose in Longview. She's got some great suggestions to have a very blessed Lenten season. Good morning, Dina Marie. Thanks for joining the Morning Blend. Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, wonderful. Happy St. Valentine's Day to you, to David, to Aaron, to Pat, Deborah, the whole crew there, and everybody listening. It's a beautiful Monday, and it is nice to have that rain on the windshield. It just felt good to kind of get things. I washed my car yesterday, so that's probably why. I think David says if you wash your car, things, the rain comes, so sorry about that.
Well, you and I were thinking alike, Dina Marie. So did I. And look at this. It rained.
I know, but it is beautiful, and I tell you what, it's a beautiful day on a Monday. I want to wish everybody a great St. Valentine's Day. Think about those people that you love, and boy, the Lenten season, like you said, Brenda, is right around the corner. It's hard to believe, but it's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, Ash Wednesday is just two weeks and a couple of days, actually. March 2nd is that beautiful Ash Wednesday, that wonderful giveaway mass, so to speak, when we all get something to take home. That's why so many of us enjoy going. But it does mark this beautiful Lenten season, this penitential season in these days leading up to Easter Sunday. And it really is that time of preparation. You know, I really kind of think of the Lenten season as the way, you know, that as parents do this, you know, like a preparation before the birth of a child. There's something wonderful about to take place, and we've got to get ready for it. I think, Dina Marie, one of the best ways to do that is through the retreats, and so many wonderful opportunities to do that, beginning with Our Lady of Peace retreat on Ash Wednesday.
It's pretty fun that the sisters at Our Lady of Peace retreat in Beaverton, they didn't plan it this way, but all of their retreats are kind of stacked in March. So they traditionally have that Ash Wednesday all-day retreat. It's a beautiful time to just enter into the season. And I know so many people have taken advantage of that opportunity every year to just set things right. There's always time for confessions, which is a big part of really that penitential preparation. But to hear some conferences and to be in a setting different than your normal setting, even different than your church setting, come away, come experience a little quiet and peace. And I have to tell you that last year was the first time I had been on retreat with Archbishop John Vlasny, and he is a delight. He has so much just information and stories about the Catholic Church and his life as a bishop and a priest, and so he will be the retreat master again this year. We're grateful to have him come back. He lives on the west side, so it's a little bit easier to invite him to come over. He loves to be with the sisters, and you just won't... you'll just really enjoy this time to hear from him, to hear Food for the Journey is his topic for the day, and to really get, just to change your focus. Okay, what's going to be my focus for Lent? For me, it's really, let's get back into the Word of God. Let's get back into listening to what is my relationship with God today? What does he really need me for? How is he using me? What's going on in my life? What are the sufferings in my life? What are those sorrows in my life? How do I offer those up and to ask for that healing? So that kicks off the retreat series on Ash Wednesday. People can join us with the live stream. A lot of people aren't able to come in, maybe for distance or what have you, but I'll be running the live stream on March 2nd. So that's a way that people can still take advantage of that. And then, Brenda, I don't know if you've been, you probably have been on a women's silent retreat, but we have a women's and a men's silent retreat on two opposite weekends in March. And a retreat master from the Norbertines out in California will be coming out from St. Michael's Abbey. All of the retreatants I've talked to have loved him as a retreat master. I have not seen Father Gregory in person yet, but I'm really looking forward to his two retreats, focusing on how do we really reflect on the Mass. And we hear these words in the Mass do this in memory of me. Mm-hmm. And so there's this real focus that we'll have on these two retreats of how to live the gospel as we reflect on the Eucharist, on the Mass, on Jesus giving himself to us. So if people would like to really reflect more on that, you have a whole weekend, either for the men or for the women. And again, this year we're going to offer that as a live stream as well, just to really open the opportunity for a Lenten experience to more people. So we've got, March is really filled with retreats and opportunities to get together. And then Brenda, I'm going to go on the road to Eugene and offer a couple of retreats, which I'm excited about, to head back to our friends at St. Jude. And at St. Jude in Eugene, it's such a great church, and for people who haven't been there, there's all this glass, and you just look outside, and it's just beautiful. There's a crucifix outside, and it's just a glorious place to go and to pray, and their community is so welcoming. But I'll be there on Saturday, March 19th for a morning Lenten adventure, and the night before, I'll be over at St. Mark's, and St. Mark and St. Peter team up together with Father Michael, and I'll be there for their evening Stations of the Cross on the 18th of March, and then we'll go right into a Lenten adventure for that weekend of the 18th and 19th in Lane County. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some of our friends at KMME land.
Dina Marie Hale, our good friend here at Mater Dei Radio, joining us today to give you some great ideas to have the best Lent ever. Well, Dina Marie, we talked about this just a moment ago. You've been on retreats before. You've led them. I've also been on many retreats before, though, too. But there is a kind of way that people should, to be able to get the most out of time on retreat, some ways that they can really prepare their hearts so that way they go into a retreat ready to hear both their speaker and also for the voice of God. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what they can do to really make sure they get the most out of a beautiful retreat, maybe ahead of time.
Right. You know, I think one of the keys is silence. And that's why when the sisters design their retreats, they're called silent retreats. And I know some people may have a difficulty with that, but it's really trying that you're not trying to talk, you're not trying to engage. You just want to be open to listening. And don't look at the speaker. And I know the Archbishop Sample said this at the retreat I heard him speak at. It's not about the retreat master. It's not about who's giving those talks. It's about your time with the Lord. So I always bring a journal. I bring a couple of extra pens and my Bible. So I can be ready to write down thoughts, prayers, maybe people that come to mind that I need to think about a little bit more in terms of a relationship or in terms of maybe giving them a call or just maybe they need a prayer. But I always bring an open journal, pens and paper, and a Bible, and be quiet. Don't engage in conversation, but really engage in listening to Jesus. If you can walk around the grounds, if there's grounds, be in the chapel with the Eucharist. And I would say, go to confession. You know, typically retreats offer that opportunity for confession and sometimes spiritual direction, depending on the opportunity. Just to have a little one-on-one with one of our priests is really a beautiful time in Lent. So I think be quiet, listen, be ready to write something down, or just be ready to listen to what the Lord needs to say to you. Mm-hmm. And amazing things will happen.
Oh, no doubt. Amazing things always happen, and it always happens when you least expect it. So one of these retreats will be the perfect opportunity. Well, we just have a minute left here, Dina Marie. Many parishes, I think they're ready now this year, finally. Like, let's get back to who we are as Catholic people after these crazy couple of years we've had with the pandemic. Perhaps maybe you're ready to host Dina Marie to your parish. Dina Marie, where can they find out more information about how to ask you and invite you to come to their parish?
I would love for them to visit my website. It's simply my name, dinamarie.org. All the information is there, dinamarie.org. I'll be looking forward to seeing folks in Eugene. Of course, you can check out the sisters' information at their olpretreat.org. And everything is always on the Mater Dei Radio website and on your beautiful Hail Mary media app. So check those out for the great calendar of events. And Brenda, David, everybody have a great St. Valentine's Day, and looking forward to seeing everybody this Lenten season.
Oh, thank you, Dina Marie. It's always great to have you on.
Thanks so much, you guys.
God bless you.